Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. So Liv the Web Girl, from what I hear, I'm going to let her clarify this one, but apparently there is some drama in the Liv family tree. What's going on here? Like, your sisters are kind of upset?
Yeah. Okay, so my sisters are mad. If you don't know, I am the youngest. I have three older sisters. So there's four of us, and I'm the youngest of four girls. And I still kind of get some help from my parents with things. Like, they still pay for my cell phone bill. They still...
What?
Yes.
How old are you again?
I'm 25. And so they still pay for my cell phone bill. They still help me pay for a couple of other things. Like, anytime I go home, they're constantly, like, buying me groceries. Anytime they come up here, they buy me a lot of groceries. They help me out with things. They still help me buy furniture sometimes. Just things like that.
Any other bills?
They'll help me with, like, insurance sometimes and stuff, too. They pay for, like, anything, like, medical that I can't afford, they, like, help me with. Okay. And stuff like that. So... they do help me with a lot of, like, medical bills and things like that. And my sisters are very upset about this. So I obviously they're all older, and they said that they got cut off way earlier than my parents have cut me off. So my parents have not totally cut me off, and I'm 25, and they're really upset about this. And they think that it's not fair that they're clearly showing favoritism and all of these things. But I think that it's just what comes with the turf being the youngest. Like, they can't get mad because my parents have no other kids to take care of. They're not paying for college tuition, anything like that.
833-563-2539. To address that first thing, because there's so much more to, like, peel off this onion. Do you agree with Liv? Is that just the normal way it has to be? Like, it's always been that way. The oldest, you know, can't do anything. The youngest gets away with everything. Like,
no,
like, but what's your story?
It's like the payment-wise, yes, my parents helped me pay for a lot of things, and I'm 25, and my sisters were cut off around, like, 21 or something. But my sisters got away with everything in high school, like, as far as, like, drinking and things like that, because my parents were naive. By the time I came around, I got caught all of the time because they had been there. They've been around the block. They knew these kinds of things were happening.
And I see two things happening here. And if this is interesting, because I am one of three girls. I have two sisters. One of my sisters, very upset about the same exact thing. Here's the thing. I think when your parents, naturally, as you progress, usually have more money later on in life. So, like, for your wedding, they'll probably have more money than they did. I don't know if one of your sisters is married.
All three of them are, yeah.
Yeah, and so that will probably be an issue.
Well, Liv's dad's in the mob, so money's not a problem.
No, I'm just saying, but later on in life, you usually, not always, are able to give your kids more. But I always think it's very fair. Here's the thing. Life is not linear. If you have multiple children, one of your children is going to need help at different times more than the others. So I guess one of my sisters is just very much even, Steven, everything should be fair. But that's, in my opinion, just not how life works. And I feel like if you need to help one of your kids more at one point, they will. And then later on, you can help the other one. So
exactly. That's what I think, too. Especially
as long as you're not taking advantage. If you really, really need the help.
I mean, my parents don't have anything else going on right now. So it's like...
I mean, cell phone, I feel like you could pay your own cell phone. But I get, like, medical. If you can't afford medical and you really direly need the help, then of course.
Well, other question, too, I want to know. Like, I want to see what you guys think about what's going on with Liv. But also, I kind of want to have you... It sounds like Liv's almost bragging. I want to know, what are you getting, like, on the parents' bankroll right now? Like, what are your parents covering?
Like my dad, my engine blew up. And an engine is over $10,000. I had just moved. I'm a single mom. And my dad helped me out. Like, that was a dire circumstance. So in that circumstance, I don't think, like, someone... It's not the same as, like, oh, my parents are paying
my cell
phone
bill. No, but I bet there's people right now, Mackenzie, listening. It's like, my parents still pay my cell phone bill. They still pay my car payments. Like, and the parents probably don't even feel bad about it. They probably like doing it.
Yeah, I think there's just a fine line of, like, you know... I don't know. Whatever the circumstance may be.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Raina real quick. What's up, Raina?
Hi there. I don't think it's any of their business.
Yes.
I'm the youngest. My parents are divorced, so I'm the baby on one set of parents and the oldest on the other. And I would not say anything to my parents if they helped my little brother or my older siblings. I don't think it's anybody's business.
Thank
but you don't think it's you wouldn't be bothered if, like, your youngest sibling is taking advantage of your parents?
If they're taking advantage, now that's a different story.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Advantage. She's working.
I think it is the same thing though. If you're 25 and you're not taking care of yourself, you're taking advantage of your parents. You're out of the nest. Fly, bird, fly.
Right, but she's. I don't think she's taking advantage. She's not on drugs. She's not, you know,
as
living in their basement and all that
but,
stuff.
But, yeah, so. I agree with you. It's like, stay in your lane. Like, she's worked out something with her parents. I don't know what this has, why the sisters really, I mean, what it's none of their business.
Okay, we're going to talk about this because I disagree. 833-563-2539. It's Joe
McKenzie.
You were
McKenzie. The kid that your parents you gave your brother more, huh?
We'll talk to you next. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're talking about Liv the web girl, and her sisters are upset because Liv's the youngest, and, well, her parents kind of help her out with some things, like occasionally the phone bill. If she needs help, like going to the doctor, she needs like a little bit of money for insurance, they got it covered. It wasn't necessarily the case for her older siblings. I just saw a DM we got, and I want to address this, and you can join in at 833-563-2539. It says, a thought here, Liv's sisters also have a second income, and she doesn't. She's not married. I think Joe's jealous. I'm not. I just, from my situation, my brother's turned his life around and he's like awesome. He's killing it. He's crushing it. He makes a ton of money. He's doing awesome, where he almost died from doing drugs and all this stuff. But I saw my brother during that time of like 5 or 7 years drain my mom of everything he had, and he took advantage of her. And I know you're not on drugs or heroin, but my point is, though, I do see people, though, that are lazy and bums, and they do that, and it's a slippery slope. And I'm not saying you or McKenzie are doing that or anybody, but my whole point is just simply that I really think once you're out of the nest, you should try to, if you have a certain circumstance of life, like does change, for example, like McKenzie, I know you had your engine blow up or you had to move across the country. That's different. That's not leaching off of your parents.
Okay, but
that's like I'm in desperate need of SOS.
Help!
I need help.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, but I'm also not draining my parents. My parents are very responsible financially, and like they can afford an extra like $20 for my phone bill a month. They can.
Yeah, but I saw you buying shots the other day. I don't think that went towards your phone bill. All right, 833-563-2539. Hannah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
I am the baby of the family and the only girl. So I don't know if my brothers necessarily get jealous or not, but I also feel like when I moved out into my own place, my parents just kind of were like, oh, hey, by the way, we're getting rid of this. You want this? You want that? I'm currently driving. My parents have given to me. I'm 32 years old. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 11 years. I work 46 hours a week plus. So it's not like I don't work my butt off for what I have, too. It just happened to be that, you know, they were getting rid of this car and my cars were going downhill, so they gave it to me. I don't know. I don't know if they get jealous or not, but I also know that they sometimes, you know, pay for vacations for my siblings. And I don't sit there and like, oh, my gosh, I wish I had that, because I know my parents have helped me out in different ways.
Okay.
And see, that's the thing, too, is that my parents had a huge move about 3 years ago or 4 years ago because they wanted to downsize from the house we grew up in. When that happened, all three of my sisters were married. They were all living with their husbands in their own houses, and they got so much of all of that nice furniture, but I was still in college, so like I didn't get any of that furniture. And so like they get little perks like that that I miss out on. So I'm like, shut your mouth if they're helping me with some bills.
What's the sitch with your sister now? Are you guys fighting? Are you talking? Or who's mad at who?
It's just like kind of a constant ongoing thing, and it's just like constant kind of comments like, oh, you get that, oh, you get this, like we didn't get that. And it's almost like I'm like, shut up, guys, because I don't want you to change my parents' minds and them all of a sudden totally cut me off. Like, you're gonna ruin this for me. You should be supportive.
Now, when your parents downsized, like what did they do with the butlers? Like, did your sisters
shut
get a butler
up. Oh my
or
gosh,
like a
you're
nanny?
So dramatic.
Okay, let's go to Brandon this morning. Brandon, what you want to say?
I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm actually in college right now. But the only thing that my parents actually end up paying for me is they pay my phone bill, and then they only pay part of my like my car insurance. When it comes to like medical bills and everything else, they put me in charge of that, and they kind of did that with my sister and my brother as well once when they turned 18. But so like I can see where Liv is coming from with like, yeah, it's up to them and all this, but I can also see where Joe's coming from, where you need to like take responsibility once when you go out and everything. So, like, to me, it's kind of like a double-edged sword both ways.
No, I think that's a great point. Hey, Brandon, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. April, what did you want to say about the situation?
You know, I have a sister on call. So like
April, hang on a second. April, can you talk right into your phone? Make sure you're not on speaker or Bluetooth. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Sound really muffly.
Sure. I think ultimately sometimes it comes down to enabling. I have a sister-in-law, three kids.
I was in a domestic violence situation, got out of that over a year. But, you know, she's got my father-in-law who enables her and pays her. I kid you not, she probably pays for nothing. She lives in his house, rent-free, utilities, doesn't pay for a car, insurance, not even groceries sometimes, or gas. Ultimately, it's enabling the individual. They need to learn to stand on their own 2 feet and live off the income they have. And yeah, getting help every once in a while is okay, but yeah, you have to draw the line of when you're taking advantage of.
But this woman has 3 children and was in a domestic situation.
But she got out of it.
Don't you think she deserves though, like a little help and support to get back on her feet?
Oh, she's had support over, all those years. She depended on her dad to take care of her and him before she got out of her domestic.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that's just a hard situation. I don't know the situation. I'm just saying sometimes I feel like we should cut some people some slack.
All right, let's wrap things up with Alex this morning. Alex, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I can kind of get both ends of the spectrum. I get where Liv's coming from. I am the oldest of 2 children. I have a younger sister. She has, I wouldn't say per se special needs, but she does have a learning disability that makes harder for her to pick up on things. It takes her longer to learn different things.
Hey, Liv, I got to make everyone feel a little bit better about themselves right now.
Yeah.
My parents pay my phone bill and my car insurance, too.
What? And punch out, Joe. Hit the punch out.
Hit the punch out. So sorry for you guys.
That's it.
No.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin head.
Live the web girl.
Pumpkin.
Are you ready?
Pumpkin head.
Live the web girl.
Pumpkin head.
Are you ready?
Pumpkin. I don't pumpkin want to do head. This.
Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe are heading out right now. They are going to a secret location. Live the Web Girl has to do pumpkin head.
This is incredible. Are you ready? I feel so bad for you.
Did anyone bring a bag for my hair?
I have it. Porkchop, real quick, before you leave, go in there, grab the pumpkin so she can see. I want her on-air reaction.
Close your eyes, Liv.
Okay, my eyes are closed. I have no idea how big this
dare
pumpkin
dice.
Is.
This is heavier than 20 pounds.
If you missed it, and now we have a pumpkin head.
Oh my gosh, it's huge!
That she has to put and wear.
This is like 35
oh
pounds,
my
maybe
gosh,
40.
It's huge!
Oh my gosh.
You did such a good job of carving this
Thank you.
Did you do it or Lynn's?
I did it this morning. I'm actually the carver in my family.
That
I let my wife
awesome. Watch. Dude.
I did that by hand, a little freestyle.
You are not,
dude. Liv, get cold.
No, you
it.
Are not putting it on my head. Oh my gosh, it's so heavy!
We have to get a picture of you wearing it.
Oh my gosh,
don't
it's
drop
so heavy.
It.
I think this is like literally triple the size of my head.
Well,
we have to get a picture.
I had to get it big in case I lost.
Okay, right. Yeah, I need the bag to tie it my hair.
All right, here
cool.
we go.
Okay. Hey, they're on the road. Follow us. They're going to go live on Instagram right now. It's Joe and McKenzie. This is going to be awesome. I'm really worried about like her neck being stable. Do we have a neck brace anywhere?